Hello and welcome to the podcast.
Breakfast on Midlands 183 with thanks to Tullamore Credit Union's current account, tullamorecu.ie.
Thank you, Cameron. That's the Friday song. Well, it's the Bad Dad Gag song, but we know it's Friday when you hear that music. Absolutely, 100%. It's up there with Bohemian Rhapsody and Sweet Child of Mine, I think.
No, it's not. It's far surpassed then.
Well, good point.
Queen can't do what we do.
And we can't do what Queen do.
Well, speak for yourself.
Right, Freddie, have a listen to this. Hayley got in touch. Hayley has a joke for us. Okay. You ready?
What did the drummer name her twin daughters?
What did the drummer name her twin daughters?
I don't know.
And a one and a two.
And a one and a two. I love it. That is absolutely brilliant. Hayley.
Hayley. That was very good. That's a great start.
Wow. What a great start to Bad Dad Gags. Kev said he went for an operation recently. Did you hear about this? Yeah. Doctor said, relax, David. It's just a small surgery. Don't panic. Kev said, but my name isn't David. Doctor said, I know. I'm David. Georgie said, a man walked into a hardware shop, picked up a can of fly spray, and he asked the assistant, is this any good for wasps? She said, no, it kills them.
That's so stupid.
For Bad Dad Gags, what goes up and down the road but does nothing?
You.
The council. Fix the potholes is the message from Anonymous. Thank you, Anonymous.
Anonymous, yeah.
Connor is 7. His mom takes in on his behalf. And he said, hi guys, why don't dinosaurs make good pets?
Because they're extinct?
Yeah, because they're dead.
Sorry, that spoiled their joke.
Pierce said, lads, I'm not a dad, but I love Bad Dad Gags. Does that make me a faux pas? Get it? Faux pas.
I can't.
No booing.
No booing. Yeah. That was quite. Come on, audience. Cheer, please.
Come back in and handle that again.
That was ridiculous. You lot, be ashamed of yourselves. Yeah, get out.
You're barred. Go on.
Ridiculous.
Jerry Mullingar said, what do you call a dog with no legs? Call it whatever you want. He's not going to come to you.
That's awful.
Trevor said, the doctor gave me 6 months to live.
Oh no.
I couldn't pay my medical bill, so he gave me another 6 months. Dave texts in, he says, duck goes into a bar, says to the barman, can I have some bread? Barman says, no, I don't have any bread. He leaves, comes back the next day and he says, can I have bread? Barman said, I told you, I don't have any bread. And back the next day and he says, do you have any bread? He said, no, I told you, I don't have bread. He said, if you come back into my bar and ask for bread, I'm going to nail your beak to the bar. So he goes back anyways. Right. And next day he comes in and he said, do you have any nails? He said, no, can I have some bread? So I love it. Paul texted in and he said, I told my wife she drew her eyebrows too high. She looked surprised.
I'll upset some people with that.
Let's give you one more from
Paul.
All
right, okay.
He said, she also decided not to dye her hair anymore. She's shown her true colours now. Breakfast with Peter Dunne on Midlands 103. Weekday mornings from 6:30 a.m. These are the highlights. It's Harry Styles. Midlands 103. Good morning, it's Peter Dunne with you. Welcome to another glorious day of beautiful sunshine. Hope you had a brilliant weekend. Question for you. Do you ever pull a prank on somebody and it got out of hand? I got an email to breakfast@midlands103.com from a lady called Geraldine. Hi Peter, I have to tell you this. I can't stop laughing. My son is in college and every weekend he comes home, I barely get to see him. But on a Friday, he drops off a black bin bag of clothes for me to wash. He loves his designer clothes and says he's afraid to wash them in case he ruins them. You believe that. So he swings by on a Sunday evening to pick up his clean clothes on the way back to college in Limerick, with barely a hello. So last Friday, he did the usual and dropped his black bag off at the door. So for a laugh, I put one of those clothes collection stickers on it that was put through the letterbox during the week and took a picture of it outside the house. Please find picture attached. Yeah, you can see the black bag with the sticker on it. She said, I tried to send him the picture when I was outside but couldn't get coverage, so I had to go back into the house and send it. He texts me back, haha, very funny. After about 3 hours, I went to put a wash on and couldn't find his bag. Then I remembered I'd left it at the door. I went outside and it was gone. The crowd who collected clothes obviously took it and I don't know how to get them back. I rang my son to explain, but he thought I was trying to wind him up again. But it wasn't until he called up yesterday evening to get his clean clothes he realised I was telling the truth and stormed out in a huff telling me it was about €500 worth of clothes. I've tears coming down my face while I type this laughing. I just had to tell you, I love the show from Geraldine. Oh, that is unbelievable. Well, you know, it serves him right, actually, doesn't it? Mammy's not a laundry service. Now, there you go. Hell hath no fury like an Irish mammy scorned. Get this show in full Monday to Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 9 on Midlands 103. What a classic, George Harrison. Got my mind set on you, Midlands 103. This is the home of your feel-good breakfast. Peter Dunne with you. I have a coffee for you, by the way. Let's brew it up for your caffeine kick on Tuesday. So have a listen to this. So this is your brain teaser for today. And this is the equivalent of a good old coffee in the morning. Yep. Get you up and motored. And see if you can answer this and get your name on the honours list. Because only right answers get on the honours list, by the way. 083 3010 103 is a text or WhatsApp number. Your parents have 6 sons, including you. And each son has 1 sister. How many people are in the family? So your parents have 6 sons, including you. And each son has 1 sister. How many people are in the family? Text or WhatsApp me, 083 3010 103. Stick your name on that and your answer. Only correct answers get on the honours list. Will you be one of them? Get this show in full Monday to Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 9 on Midlands 103. Thank you very much, David. Good morning and welcome to Monday. 25 to 9 on this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful morning. David, you know the way I have this weird thing about music that I can find, you know, who sampled the original song? You know, that kind of...
Yeah, you're quite the detective when it comes to that.
Yeah,
sort of
pain in the you-know-what, some people might say. Because you're listening to music and you go, that sounds like this. This sounds like that. And that is a rip-off of that.
You've got me doing it.
Thanking you, David.
Yeah, good. Not at all.
Good to have my bad habits rub off on other people. But I want you to have a listen to this. Now, we're going to play this in a sec. It's Jonas Brothers, Strong Enough, okay?
Mm.
Now, have a listen to this bit. I want to challenge you to see if you can identify who they... I don't want to say ripped off. Let's say they...
were inspired by.
Paid homage to.
Yeah. Okay.
There I was, okay, sweeping the floor in the kitchen and I was humming this song and went, that sounds like something else. And then it hit me. Okay. I want to see if it can hit you. You ready?
Yeah.
Listen to this bit right here. So light me up, twist me something good, make it strong enough, last long enough, before the night is up. Well, what do you think?
Oh,
yep. Go on, hum it to yourself. Hum it. Don't listen to the lyrics, just hum the melody. If you can get it, by the way, 083 3010 103, text to WhatsApp. If you can get it for David. Hold on. Let's play it for you again, okay? Let's just give you the start of it again, okay? Poor David is melting away here. So light me up, twist me something good, make it strong enough. Come on, you got it. Just this bit here. You're going to kick yourself.
I'm
going to
kick myself. Is it a 90s song?
No. Go way back.
Think of
rock legends.
Yeah, my other guess, if it wasn't a 90s song, was a Fleetwood Mac song.
No, it's not Fleetwood Mac.
All right, I give up.
No. Can anybody guess before David guesses? 083 3010 103.
Oh,
somebody has got it. Well, somebody has kind of got it.
Well, they did better than I did.
Well, I tell you what, Rachel said, it sounds like a Mick Jagger song. That's a big, big clue. Go on. Go on, you'll get it. 083 3010 103, does anybody know? Let's give you one more listen. Poor David, you're struggling here. God love you.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Look,
I really
I wasn't
want to put you
into
your misery.
Stop. Jonas Brothers.
Just give me something. Oh, you're getting close. You're getting close. Okay. Well, I'll put you
get
out of
your
misery.
Rocks off.
Huh? Oh, you're close. You're close.
Oh,
you're
for
close,
God's
but
sake.
No cigar. Right, Rachel. I think Rachel's the closest so far. Somebody has said it's Jonas Brothers, Strong Enough. We know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
They ripped big, themselves off.
Big shout to Phil Dunn, who got it right. Well done. Phil Dunn got the band right. Yeah, it's Rolling Stones, but what's the song?
I don't bloody know. Oh, for God's sake.
I knew you'd kick yourself. Right, let's mix them together, okay? Nadia, twist me something good, make it strong enough, less long enough. There you go.
I prefer the Stones version.
Oh, big time. Now let's go back to the Stones version. You ready? Now there you go. Once you hear that, you cannot unhear it.
Can we just try this again tomorrow and I'll be ready?
Oh, wait, with the same song or a different one?
I mean, the same song would be ideal. But
we can make this a thing. I love it.
No,
right. Gosh. Let's see. I'll tell you what, in the meantime, let's play it.
Oh, God.
Thank you, David.
Thanks, Peter.
No radio? It's fine. You can get the full show Monday to Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 9 on Midlands103.com, or you can download the free app from, I don't know, wherever you get your apps, I suppose. Beyonce, Texas Hold'em, Midlands 103, Peter with you. Good morning. Welcome to Monday, the 22nd of the 4th in the year 2024. 13 minutes past 7. 083 3010 103 when you want to text or WhatsApp. When you want to get in touch. When you want to get your week off to the best possible start. We have the tunes for you. We have everything you need to know to kickstart your day from local, national, international. We'll keep you up to date with everything. Don't worry about that. Speaking of getting your week off to a good start. Oh, I was raging this morning. I was raging. Do you know why? Now, I don't normally do this, okay? But I was on my way into work this morning and I got a hankering for sausage rolls. And I thought, I've been good all weekend. Yeah, I've developed this terrible hunger since I finished a marathon training, because you have to take in so much calories on a regular basis coming up to the marathon that when you stop doing it, you still have the hunger. So I decided, you know, to hell with it. I'm going to pull in and get myself a bag of sausage rolls on the way to work this morning. And I pulled in, walked into the deli, up to the deli counter, looked down. There was no hot food. It was only cold food. And you know that lovely smell you get when you walk into a deli? I was even hungrier at this stage. And then this voice appeared from behind me. You all right there, are you? I said, Giovanni, Giovanni sausage rolled on? No. Oh. I was so disappointed. Oh. And now I have to eat with porridge, the healthy stuff. Ah. That's the start of my week, in a nutshell. Breakfast with Peter Dunn on Midlands 103, weekday mornings from 6:30 a.m. These are the highlights. Dr. Alban and your feel-good breakfast, Midlands 103. Morning, Peter with you. Peter Kay says he's looking forward to performing a week late. Mm-hmm. The comedian revealed he's truly gutted after opening performances at the UK's biggest arena were postponed with less than 48 hours notice. Weekend tests at Manchester's new Co-op live venue detected power problems. Went to see him in around this time last year in the Three Arena in Dublin. He was absolutely epic. I've never seen a comedian put on an epic performance, but he was. The finish was incredible. Hozier has become the fourth Irish musical act to hit number one in the US. So his single Too Sweet has risen to the top of the Billboard's Hot 100 chart after previously reaching the top 10 with Take Me to Church. The Wicklow Man now joins a rarefied list of Irish acts to top the chart, including Sinead O'Connor, U2, and... Do you know who the other person is? There's a challenge for you. Text or WhatsApp 083 3010 103. Four Irish musical acts to hit number one in the US. Hozier, Sinead O'Connor, U2, and... who else? 083 3010 103. Text or WhatsApp. See if you'll get it right. And a London pub has had to call in more workers after Taylor Swift mentioned its name on her new album. So it was released last Friday with The Black Dog as the 17th song. And the bar now offers Swift Burger and Taylor's Version cocktails. Events manager Lily Bottomley doesn't know for sure if the pub is the one that inspired the song. So she was asked if she looked back at security footage to try and spot the singer.
I have to say we have, but, you know, I don't want to give too much away. We do have a certain blonde regular who frequents, let's just say that.
She's never been in your pub, has she? No. You're just codding poor, vulnerable Taylor Swift fans, aren't you? Fair play to you. Get this show in full Monday to Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 9 on Midlands 103. Hozier, only the fourth Irish musical act to hit number one in the US. Behind Sinead O'Connor, U2, and who is the other one? Loads of guesses coming in here. Mag said, was it Niall Horan? Nope, Niall hasn't hit number one yet. Thin Lizzy? Nope. The Cranberries? Nope. Westlife? Nope. Hi, Peter, was it Ronan Keaton? No. Nobody managed to get it right. Well, it is a tough one, actually. I wouldn't have got it right. It was four Irish musical acts to make it the number one in the US. Hozier, Sinead O'Connor, U2, and Gilbert O'Sullivan. Breakfast with Peter Dunne on Midlands 103. Weekday mornings from 6:30 a.m. These are the highlights. Ariana Grande. Midlands 103. Good morning, Peter, with you. 12 minutes past 8 on your Tuesday morning. Good morning to you. 083 3010 103. When you want to text or WhatsApp and get in touch, powered by the home of Offaly's top selling car brand, Lamb Brothers Toyota, on the Arden Road in Tullamore. Did you hear about Tokyo, by the way? Tokyo had a major crow problem. Now, but they're after dealing with their crow problem by talking to them in their own language. There you go. They discovered how crows talk and now they can talk to crows. So the Japanese capital has been struggling with the pest for the last 20 years. And the Times of London now reports their prayers have been answered by a new device which emits 10-second bursts of angry calls, which has successfully scared off the scavengers. Now, there you go. It's incredible, isn't it? Well, it's not really, because I've been doing that for years, to be honest with you. I used to get crows in the back garden, and it was really, really annoying. But then I found the sound that worked. The sound that scares them away the most. And see what you think of this.
You say it best when you say nothing at all.
Crows hate Ronan Keaton. It works.
No radio. It's fine. You can get the full show Monday to Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 9 on midlands103.com, or you can download the free app from, I don't know, wherever you get your apps, I suppose.
U2, Electrical Storm, Midlands 103. 25 past 7 on your Tuesday morning. Good morning to you. Hope you're well. So it's going to take us 4 days and 19 minutes to completely clean and organise our entire home. Spring is here, and I don't know about you, but I lately, especially with the good weather, I've got an awful urge to like rent a skip and just dump a load of stuff I've been hanging on to for ages. Just root the place out, organise the place and everything. But the annual ritual of cleaning and organising, which more than half of us will engage in, according to a survey, the act of cleaning and organising goes beyond just freshening up a home, because 8 in 10 of us believe that spring organising makes us feel more in control of our lives, and people also believe it helps with their mental well-being. And it's true, it does. You feel great after it. Even if your phone is running low on storage and you have to like delete a load of files you don't use anymore, videos or WhatsApp messages or whatever, feels good afterwards, doesn't it? Feels good. Actually, yesterday My little lad, right, he loves doing jobs around the house. He absolutely loves doing jobs. And I need to cook the dinner yesterday. I need to clear up the kitchen, do a few bits and bobs. And he was like, will we play this? Will we play that? Will we? And I'm like, sorry, bud, I don't have time. But give me a few minutes and I'll just clear all this up and I'll be with you. Then I looked out in the backyard and I said, would you like to sweep the patio? But yeah, of course I would. There you go, there's a brush. He spent about an hour doing it. Happy as a pig and you know what. I felt bad though. But in fairness, didn't do a bad old job at the patio. Everybody was happy though, you know. Right, how are you getting on with your caffeine kick for Tuesday? Have a listen to this. Your parents have six sons, including you, and each son has one sister. How many people are in the family? Text or WhatsApp your answer 083 3010 103 and stick your name on that and location. You get it right, you get on the honours list. Breakfast with Peter Dunne on Midlands 103. Weekday mornings from 6:30 a.m. These are the highlights. Gar Mila Maha Good David. So yesterday we tested out David's musical knowledge. David asked for a replay. He asked for a rematch. Yeah, a rematch.
Give me another chance.
You're as bad as Louth. You know, still holding on to that 2010 Leinster football final.
Yes, you and know maybe what. Today will be evidence that both Louth and I should never be given a rematch. Our best performance was the one where we lost.
Big hello to the good people of Louth.
Ah, yeah.
Tune in this morning. Now, you struggled yesterday. I fell for you, David.
I had a shocker.
I fell for you. You did. We were playing a game of Guess the Original Sample. Yesterday was Jonas Brothers paying homage to the Rolling Stones.
Or that music from the 90s, which was my first guess.
Which was, yeah, okay, we won't go there. But some of our listeners got it right, in fairness. Our listeners are pretty sharp.
I would credit them for, yeah.
Absolutely. So inviting you to take part again, 083 3010 103, text or WhatsApp. Are you at the ready for this? Well, David, are you at the ready for this? You guessed Fleetwood Mac. So I thought, let's go that direction, okay? Let's go the Fleetwood Mac direction, okay?
Okay, me and the listeners here, we're a team. So if I don't get it, my teammates listening in.
There you go.
Yeah,
yeah, you need help, David, out with this one. So you know the song here, actually. I don't give you ready for this jelly. Are you ready for this jelly, David?
Yeah. The guitar.
There's a little sample in the back of that. You have a grin on you. Do you know what it is?
I don't bloody know what
Hold
it
on.
Is.
Okay, let's rewind back to the start. See if you can guess it. What is that sample?
It's almost like the start of Rocky.
It is. It's very similar to Rocky.
But it's not the sample.
No,
I know that. See, I know that.
It's not, yeah. It does sound like Survivor, Eye of the Tiger.
All right, no, hang on. Okay. I'm going to stop listening to everyone.
Okay, you just stop. I'll play it again for the listeners, okay?
Yeah.
It's a great tune, by the way. Ah. What's the original to that? 083 3010 103. Anybody guess it? I tell you what, actually. Beyonce was the person who sampled that. She produced it. And what she had to do was she had to pitch it down a little bit at the start. So let me reverse that, okay? And let's pitch it up a little bit.
You're a mad scientist, Peter.
Oh, I am crazy when I get going,
David. Hands on the levers and the dials here.
That's a bit more accurate. Yeah. Well, what is it? 083 3010 103. What is the original that Beyonce sampled for that? Anybody get it? No, nobody has it. Hi, guys.
It's a Fleetwood Mac song.
It sounds like Fleetwood. It's very close to Fleetwood Mac, yeah.
No, it is a Fleetwood Mac song.
It kind of is.
Oh, is it a Stevie Nicks song?
Is it a Stevie Nicks song? Which Stevie Nicks song is it? Go on. Go on, you have it. Come on. Yeah, very close. Yeah, come on. Stevie Nicks. What is it? 083 3010 103. Can you get it before David?
That's all right. I know
my
people...
voice is getting higher and higher. I need an answer.
People won't believe this, but I'm satisfied with knowing the song in my head. I just don't know the name of it.
Come on, this is it. Yeah, what a tune. Stevie Nicks, Edge of 17.
Asher, I didn't even know that name.
You'd get that, David. Well, I did get it.
Check the tape. I said Stevie
Nicks. But you didn't guess the song.
I knew the song. I kind of hummed it. I sang it.
Well, Paul got it. Fair play, Paul, who texted in.
It's East Edge 17.
Joanna got it right. Yeah, that's Stevie Nicks, Edge of 17. Let me see. Kieran Kelly got it right. Well done, Kieran. Let me see. Who else got it? Did Roisin get it right?
David Hollywood got it right.
No, you didn't get it right, David. Come on now. Fair play now.
Message in if you think I got it right.
Let me see. Sharon got it right. Well done, Sharon.
The only reason these people got it right is because I was telling them.
A message here saying, David, go back to bed, will you? Here's a message from Lorraine McCormack.
Anybody get it? Nobody has it.
Stevie Nicks, Edge of 17.
There you go, Lorraine. Well done.
Lorraine is clearly a Stevie Nicks woman.
Yeah.
I've never known someone to be more obviously a Stevie Nicks woman. Just on spec. You'd know it. She's well informed.
Well, Stevie Nicks is a genius. And in fairness to you. Who else? Let's try and test your musical knowledge even further. Who else kind of sampled that or kind of ripped off Stevie Nicks recently? Come on. You can get it. We played her not too long ago.
Sailor Twift.
Who's Sailor Twift? She's a tribute act to Taylor Swift, yeah?
Just did a thing with her name there.
Okay, let's put you out of your misery. Oh, no. Don't need to be left. Have a listen to this. Miley Cyrus. Ooh, baby, ooh.
Good.
Miley Cyrus, yeah, she completely ripped off poor old Stevie Nicks on that.
Maybe she had a chat with Stevie beforehand.
Maybe she did. But you know something? Let's play the original. What do you think?
Absolutely.
Nothing beats the original. Stevie Nicks, Edge of 17. David, brush up on your music knowledge. Chat to you at 9.
I'm trying.
Well, you're missing the music. You can get the show in full weekday mornings from 6:30 a.m. on Midlands 103. Calvin Harris, Rag and Bone Man, Lovers in a Past Life, Midlands 103. Is Peter Dunn with you? It's 11 minutes past 7. Wakey, wakey, rise and shine. It's breakfast time. Good morning. Welcome to Thursday, the 25th of the 4th in the year 2024. When you want to get in touch, it's 083-3010-103. Text me, WhatsApp me. Get us online, midlands103.com. Get us on all the social media platforms. Are you having a coffee this morning? Or a cappuccino? Are you having a cappuccino and flicking through Facebook while listening to us right now? I'm just curious, because if you are having a cappuccino and using Facebook, you are officially old and past it. This according to a new poll of youngsters under the age of 30 who found that over half of people said only ancient people would buy a cappuccino. So if you like a cappuccino, apparently you're ancient. Ancient. Other old people traits include getting the underpants from Pennies, asking for milk and two sugars in your tea, and becoming obsessed with bin day. Well, I'm officially old then, if that's the case. Because I was so excited that it's not only bin day today. They're taking the bottles as well. They're taking the glass bin. Yes. Score. Groaning when you sit down is another one. Turning the music down while you park the car. Why do we do that? You know, when you're reversing into a parking space, turn down the music there. Turn down the music, have to concentrate on this. I don't know if you're turning down the music so you can concentrate or turning down the music so you can hear the crunch. One or the other. No radio? It's fine. You can get the full show Monday to Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 9 on midlands103.com, or you can download the free app from, I don't know, wherever you get your apps, I suppose. And welcome to Wednesday. It's education time as we bring the fantastic facts of fantastic nature to the fantastic people of the Midlands. That's a lot of fantastic, Cameron. But we're all about the fantasticness. Speaking of fantastic, Did you ever get onto an Excel sheet and just press the down button on all the rows?
No.
Have you never? You've never done it. Are you even human? Like, everybody has done that. You go onto an Excel sheet, just press the down button, and it keeps spinning down, spinning down, spinning down.
What,
to the bottom row.
It's opening up new rows.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. If you were to get to the last row, it would take you 9 hours, 36 minutes, and 10 seconds.
I wonder who did that to find out. You're not very busy in the station, Peter, are you?
I did overtime yesterday doing that, Cameron. Sorry, can somebody take over for me? I have to use the toilet. Here's a scary one for you, actually.
I love sharks, scary facts.
Sharks never stop growing.
What?
They never stop growing. They always grow and grow and grow. That is scary.
Okay, theoretically.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm talking purely hypothetical here. If you could find a way to immortalize a shark
mm-hmm.
and make sure it doesn't die,
mm-hmm.
would it eventually take over the world?
That's a movie right there.
It is a movie.
We should write that movie.
I should write that
Seriously.
Movie.
No, we should. You write it and I'll get some of the royalties first.
You did present the fact to me.
Exactly. There you go. So I deserve at least 60%. Anyway, moving on.
Sorry, Peter. I need to go. I've got a movie idea. I'm going to be rich.
Over in America, a swarm of 20,000 bees once followed a car for 2 days because the queen was trapped inside.
That would be terrifying.
Imagine driving along just seeing a swarm of bees.
You look in your rear view mirror and it's just...
A swarm of
bees.
Yeah. There's another movie. That's a horror movie right there. Telling you,
I'm going to be so rich.
All your secrets.
People in the Midlands, these are copyrighted. Don't touch my ideas.
Don't touch our ideas. I'll get another 40% out of that. Do you know fresh bread can contain up to 1.9% alcohol?
Jesus.
1.9% alcohol. There you go. Honestly, I was up eating bread all night. You know, seriously.
Could you eat enough bread to get drunk?
I don't know.
You wouldn't be able to. You'd get sick.
Yeah, I'd say you would.
It's too much bread.
Yeah, there you go.
Can't even eat more than a couple of slices without feeling horrible.
Yeah, that's probably the hangover kick.
It's really fast acting.
Do you ever tell a lie?
No.
No, okay. Who do you think tells more lies? Men or women? Every week. Be careful now. Be careful.
Men.
Yes.
Yeah.
Men tell an average of 58 lies a week, while women will tell an average of 11 lies a week.
Look, as a man, we love a little white lie. It don't have to be anything major.
White lie, just to...
Did you do the dishes? Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you take the turkey out of the freezer? Yeah.
Defrost that for dinner. Yeah. Yeah, of course it is.
While she's on the way home and you scurry into the kitchen to take it out and start getting a hairdryer or something.
Never hairdryer or something frozen. You're going to food poison people.
Don't listen to me. I'm not a food expert. I'm just a movie director.
An aspiring writer. Let's give you one more.
Okay.
Did you know in China it's acceptable to walk into IKEA and relax and take a nap?
Is it?
Yeah, you can go to IKEA and have a nap. Suppose you need to try out the bed.
And this is just in China?
Yeah, in China, unfortunately. Not in Ballymun.
IKEA in Dublin, if you're listening, get on that.
Oh, that'd be great, yeah. Imagine going in and just lying on the couch.
Problem
relaxing.
What if somebody's sleeping on the bed you want to try out?
And you want to keep...
Do you just wake them up and say, sorry, can I just test that real quick?
What do you do if you want to test the toilets in there?
Now, Peter, I'm going to let you in on a little secret here about IKEA.
Secret.
Those toilets, okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
They aren't piped.
They're not piped.
No.
We're about to find out.
If you do the deed on the toilet in IKEA, you're going to get in a lot of trouble. You're also not going to be able to flush.
Okay. Right.
Don't ask me how I know that.
Don't, yeah.
Mind your business.
That's another movie you're writing, I bet you. I bet you anything.
I just needed real life experience.
Research, they got it. Good luck, Cameron. Breakfast with Peter Dunn on Midlands 103. Weekday mornings from 6:30 a.m. These are the highlights. So when we flew out there the week before to do the marathon in Manchester, we flew out from Dublin Airport. And I noticed this bird in the airport. And it was sitting on top of the arrivals and departures board. And it turns out the bird is called Charlie, okay? And is a starling. and it was stuck in Terminal 1 and it's been rescued. So I was looking at this the other day going, is that a bird? Because sometimes in like public building, you've probably seen it where they hang like fake birds from the ceiling just to scare away other birds and stuff. But no, a genuine starling, and the poor devil has been stuck in Terminal 1. But Charlie is on his way back out to the wild with the help of staff. So a lot of people passing through the airport had expressed concerns about the bird's welfare. But Dublin Airport said it was working to remove the bird and it was proving a challenge. But they finally have Charlie, and Charlie is going back out to the wild. Not brilliant. So there you go. He's been stuck. He's been stuck in the airport for the last number of weeks, the poor thing. Must have been waiting on a Ryanair flight. Well, you're missing the music. You can get the show in full weekday mornings from 6:30 a.m. on Midlands 103. Oh, I felt like an awful idiot this morning, you know that? I get out of my car, right? After coming into work, and I'm always carrying stuff. That's the thing. I have my lunch, I have my breakfast with me, I have my water bottle with me, everything. And what happened was, I get out of the car, and I have this thing, what I carry my breakfast in is like a little pot. And nearly like something you bring camping, you know. But I put my porridge in here, my raisins, my chia seeds, and I put a bit of milk in it and stick it in the microwave. It's brilliant. It's very handy to have. Except when I get out of the car this morning, it fell out of my hands, okay? And I tried to catch it on my foot as if you were to catch a ball on your foot. But I ended up kicking it underneath my car. Yeah. Now, 5:30 in the morning, there I was on the ground trying to reach under my car. Tired, cranky, and I couldn't reach it. It was like when you try and reach for a football underneath your car, you know. And I just lay there with my face stuck to the side of the cold concrete. I went, oh, for goodness sake. So I actually had to get in the car, drive it out of the parking space, get my breakfast, and reverse my car back into the space. I tell you, I was never so tempted to get back into the car and go back to bed. Get this show in full Monday to Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 9 on Midlands 103. So David, we were having a bit of fun there during the week with, you know, original samples for songs.
For God's
and
sake.
I decided not. David's had enough torture, okay?
Yes.
So there's no point in continuing this. However, I did get a message.
Hi Peter, it's Bruce, age 12.
Bruce got in touch.
We know who Bruce is.
Yeah, Bruce is a regular contributor to Bad Dad Gags.
Yes.
He's very funny. He's great crack. And Bruce has one, okay?
I've got one of the sample songs for you. SOS by Rihanna.
SOS by Rihanna. Do you know that song, David? You're a big Rihanna fan, aren't you?
I think I'd say I'll recognise it.
Okay, let's give this a bash. SOS, please someone help me. But do our listeners notice? 083-3010-103. Text to WhatsApp. If you know the original behind this song by Rihanna, 083-3010-103. Text to WhatsApp. Get the credit you deserve. S-O-S-P, someone help me. It's not healthy. Oh, yeah. For me to feel this. You reckon you have it?
Yeah, okay. It's not done. The original isn't by Marilyn Manson, but he
also covered it. Yeah, and Imelda May did a cover version of it as well. She did really good.
She did.
Yeah. 083-3010-103. Who can guess it? Who can guess it?
I've a question for you, mate.
Yes.
What happened to your finger?
What happened, my?
you got an old plaster over your nail there.
I do. Do you know what I did? Like in Egypt, I was peeling spuds yesterday.
Oh no! Peeling your own hands.
Yeah. And I just like hacking away at them, you know what I mean? I had a spud peeler. I was going bang, 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 as I normally do. And all of a sudden I felt this, ow, I've actually, do you want to see it?
No, show me. Go on,
no,
go on,
show
go.
Me. I cut like half my nail off. Yes, I've cut half my nail off. And the next nail is not ready to grow yet.
No, it's going
to
take a while. Would you not like hold the potato, thumb at the bottom, and then just pull the peeler towards you? Pull the peeler towards
you. No, I go away from the...
Shrack,
yeah, exactly.
That's how you can get your hand in there, you know?
Yeah, but like it was only a small spud, and I'm not used to handling small spuds.
Well, you've only got a bloody small finger now.
Yeah, I ripped the top of it off.
I've taken us off piste here. What's the crack
dangers,
anyway?
The dangers of cooking. is real. And the fact that I can't get a plaster from my finger.
Prepping
real.
Cooking rather than cooking, yeah.
Geraldine O'Rourke and Mullingar got it. Well done, Geraldine. All of you got it as well. Fair play to you. Anyone else got it right? Keith and Roscommon got it. Well done, Keith. Who else has it? Mary and Abby Lees got it. Well done, Mary. Let's give you a clue if you don't get it. I've listened to this bit here. You got me tossing and turning, I can't sleep at night. There you go. Well, 083 30 10 103. David, would you like to do the honours? What was that song?
Tainted Love.
Oh, Tainted yes. Love. Tainted Love.
Thanks for that, Bruce. That was brilliant. What yeah. a great, what
that,
a great
Do you know what
suggestion.
We'd call that, since it's not Bad Dad Gags Friday? That was a Brucey bonus.
A Brucey bonus. I love it. Absolutely. You hear that, everybody? A Brucey bonus. Now, hey. Here you go.
Warming up for tomorrow.
Right, David, you've one more task to do. You've got a choice. Soft Cell, Tainted Lover, SOS by Rihanna. You pick the song we're going to play next.
Okay, let's do Rihanna.
What? Really?
I've not really... I don't know that song.
I would have put money on you picking Soft Cell, but no, you picked SOS by Rihanna.
I live to confound expectations, Peter.
Oh, I love it. Let's do it. David, chat you tonight.
Yes,
have a good one.
Sir, cheers.